It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. The commanding general of U.S. forces in Iraq, General George Casey, says more troops may be needed to quell the violence there.
Now, do we need more troops to do that? Maybe. And as I've said all along, if we do, I will ask for the troops I need, both coalition and Iraqis. But I think it's important for all of us to understand right now that we're not going to have security, total security here in Baghdad until the major political issues that are dividing the country are resolved.
General Casey spoke earlier today at a Baghdad news conference. It came in the midst of a brutal month, one of the deadliest yet for U.S. troops and even more grim for the Iraqis themselves. This is also a month when the U.S. military acknowledged that its efforts to pacify Baghdad are not working. NPR's Tom Bowman just returned from Iraq, and he's covering this story. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Steve.
I suppose we should emphasize the word maybe that General Casey used when talking about more troops. But I know you've been talking to people at the Pentagon about how they might use more troops if they get them. What are some of the options?
Well, one of the things you're looking at is concentrating more forces in Baghdad and also some of the more troubled areas around the country, such as the city of Ramadi out in Anbar province. And we are hearing also they may increase the number of American trainers that help train Iraqi forces. There are now about 4,000 trainers. They may double that. And also they may extend forces that are in Iraq already, the U.S. forces. They may accelerate some others that are heading that way. And above and beyond that, they may increase the level of forces here, sending new troops, Marine Reservists, National Guard, and active duty.
Let me ask about that first option, increasing the number of troops in Baghdad. How important is it to pacify the capital?
They've said repeatedly that the key here is pacifying the capital. It's the most important element of pacifying the entire country. So you may see a lot of focus there. Casey also said today that they've already made adjustments in how they're going to pacify Baghdad. He said he would not get into specifics. He doesn't want to telegraph that to the enemy. But clearly, Baghdad is the most important to them. And another thing is they're barred at this point from going into some of the more restive parts of the city, such as Sadr City. That's something that has to be addressed as well.
Were you surprised, Tom, to hear General Casey at least raise the option of more American troops 2 weeks before an election?
No, not really. I think everyone realizes that more has to be done, that more troops are I would say likely but possible. And everyone realizes that the Iraqi security forces clearly are not ready at this point. What I saw in Anbar province, for example, one Iraqi battalion was supposed to have 750 soldiers. It had just 140. So they're undermanned, as Casey said today. The competence level isn't there. There are desertions. A number of them go on leave. 25% of a unit is on leave at any one time. So there are serious problems with the Iraqi security forces. Casey said in the next 12 to 18 months, he hopes they'll need very little American support. One officer I talked with in Anbar said 3 to 5 years is a better estimate.
Very briefly, Tom, how much respect did the Americans you traveled with have for the Iraqis they were fighting alongside?
It was a mixed bag. In some areas, some of the Iraqi officers were held in high regard. In one Baghdad neighborhood I was in, we were searching houses with American Army soldiers, and the Iraqi soldiers were just standing on the driveway doing virtually nothing.
Okay, thanks very much. That's NPR's Tom Bowman.